We know and see that the Jewish people just have a different lifestyle than the rest of the world. So many unique things that it, and commandments that apply to us differently in all areas and times of life. In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah presents a commandment about a regular old Jew who slaughters his regular old domesticated animal. You know, a cow, a sheep, a goat. The Torah tells us that upon slaughtering, besides all the other details and laws that apply, there is a law which is very basic, very common, but little known. And that is, one is obligated to take the jaw of that animal, take the foreleg of that animal, the right foreleg, and the stomach of that animal, and give it to a priest, give it to the Kohen, the holy Jewish Kohen, as a gift. That's it, the end. That's the commandment. This is outside of all other types of laws of kosher. When you slaughter a domesticated animal, you must take the jaw, the stomach, which is known as the maw, and the front leg, which is known as the far leg. For rhyming purposes, I call it the faw. The jaw, the maw, and the faw. The law of the jaw, the maw, and the faw. And what is this law about? What is this? This is kind of strange. Why would that be? And again, this applies today, little known to many of us. We don't necessarily slaughter their own animal. What's the point, and how does this work? Well, Maimonides suggests this is because this is the kind of like the opening presented area of the animal, meaning an animal who walks on all fours, right? So the part of its body which is presented first is its jaw. The jaw is like the beginning, like the bikurim, the introduction. Okay, and then it's the right foreleg that steps forward, right? That also presents first. And the beginning of the stomach is the maw. So these three gifts are presented as almost like the concept of the first fruits. This is the first, the beginning of the actual, literal beginning of the animal's body. Okay, the jaw, the faw, and the maw. And that's the law. And then, that's Maimonides' idea. However, the Talmud in Chulin presents something just so fascinating. It reminds us of the story of Pinchas, way back in Parshas Balak. How Pinchas did something grand and sensational in an act of defending the honor and respect of morality and ethical morality. A very complex story of a Jewish leader actually in publicly engaged in sexual misconduct, and Pinchas, who is a Kohen, takes a spear in his arm, in his hand, and he says a prayer to God, and he thrusts the spear, actually stabbing them in the stomach. And that's the story, says the Talmud. Well, because he took the spear in his hand, a great act of bravery and heroism, standing up to an entire nation that's just watching. He this coin, Pinchas the coin, used his hand. Therefore, the forehand, so to speak, the foreleg of the animal is gifted to the coin. He used his jaw to pray. So the jaw of every kosher animal forever is gifted to the Kohen. And because he thrust at the maw, the stomach of these sinners, So every kosher stomach of kosher animal is gifted to the Kohen. This is a fascinating presentation of the Talmud, teaching us that until today, there's a law that the jaw, the maw, and the faw must be presented to the kahuna. An amazing display of eternal reward, and not just a reward, but the reward of the exacting reward, detail for detail, that today, thousands of years later, we have Kohanim reaping the benefits of their great, 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 great grandpappy, Pinchas, who used his jaw and used his forearm and used his, right, and this, the exact details of his actions are rewarded so many thousands of years later in one specific incident of a mitzvah. Teaches the Sefer HaChinuch, look how careful we need to be. Our very actions, the details of our actions, what we use to do a sin, God forbid, or what we use to do a mitzvah, right, can be rewarded thousands of years in advance, later. Our children will, our great-grandchildren will reap the benefits in an exacting way. This is the lesson of the law of the maw, the faw, and the jaw. Thanks for listening. Shabbat Shalom.